Hi, this is Joe. I love the bridge. I proposed to my wife on it because she's a Seattle girl. And I couldn't think of anything more memorable than the Fremont Bridge.
That phone message about Seattle's Fremont Bridge is one of the many that have been left recently for the bridges. Get this, artist in residence. That's right, the Fremont Bridge has its own resident artist, and she's on the line with us. Hello, Kristen Ramirez.
Hello.
Where are you right now?
I'm sitting in the northeast tower of Seattle's Fremont Bridge.
For those of us who aren't locals, can you describe what the Fremont Bridge is and where it is?
Sure. It's pretty centrally located within the city of Seattle, and it joins two neighborhoods, Queen Anne and Fremont. And it's a very lively bridge. It's heavily trafficked all day long. There's the bridge. Sorry, that's the bridge talking to us now.
So right now, that horn we just heard, I mean, these are sounds that you're hearing all day long.
That's right. So that's the five short honks from the bridge operator indicate to a large sailboat that's wanting the bridge to go up right now that it has to wait 10 minutes because it's got too much traffic.
Give us a sense of spending a lot of time in that tower. You don't live there, but you do spend a lot of time there. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I can't live here. It's a little like camping. There's no water. There's no bathroom. there's certain hours I can't be here because they're doing bridge maintenance. So I come from roughly 9 to 4, 3 days a week.
And so you're charged with creating some kind of art installation. What's your project?
Well, it's tentative at this point, but right now I'm really interested in doing an audio piece, probably accessible by telephone, ideally for the people waiting for the bridge when it's up, for the cyclists and pedestrians and all types of cars and trucks and such, that would feature little bits of narrative, little interviews, words and such, and then I've been collecting all the sounds that the bridge makes and the horns of the boats make and that the bridge operator makes, and it's kind of a noisy place, so there's lots of sound to be collected.
So you've opened a phone line for people to call and share their memories about the bridge. Can you tell us about some of your favorite stories you've heard?
Sure. A man who's quite charismatic calls to tell the story of how he proposed to his wife on the Fremont Bridge.
I didn't know at that time that she was nervous on bridges. So she finally said, "Hurry up so we can get off this bridge." And I said, "Will you marry me?" She said, "Yes, let's go." And we've been happily married for 17 years.
And there's another message that I really like from a man named Scott Church. He calls to tell the story of his father.
My dad operated a charter boat business, and he had an 82-foot yacht. And he got so tired of waiting for the bridge to go up that one time he got frustrated. And he went up and he sawed off the top 6 feet of the mast so that he wouldn't have to wait for the bridge to go up anymore.
And my favorite message so far has been a man calling to tell the story of an elderly woman, I'm not sure her age, who for years had entertained the idea of actually riding the bridge as the leaves of the bridge went up. And on her birthday, as a wise old woman, figured out how to hide in one of the steel girders out of the sight lines of the bridge operator so that when it actually went up, she could stay in place and ride the bridge. That's been my favorite story.
Kristen Ramirez is the artist in residence inside the Fremont Bridge in Seattle, Washington. Ms. Ramirez, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.